Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 7, verse 15. These words of our Lord Jesus: "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." Jesus takes doctrine very seriously. It matters what we teach. It matters what we believe. It matters who people say God is. It matters more than having a decent job, a nice home, a good reputation, or a healthy body. The first request we make of God in the Lord's Prayer is that His name be hallowed. How is this done? When the Word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we as the children of God also lead holy lives according to it. The true teaching of God's Word is a wonderful blessing from God that we should never take for granted. People dismiss the concern for pure doctrine, arguing that love is more important than doctrine. Whose love? Ours? The pure doctrine is centered in God's love for us. Is our love more important than God's love? Those who denigrate the pious concern over the truth by pitting it against love show that they understand neither the truth nor love. The love of God in Christ for us sinners is the center of God's truth. It is the very heart of the Christian doctrine. To care about pure doctrine is to care about God's love for sinners. It is to share in that love. The argument that we should care about loving one another more than we care about the pure teaching of God's Word is to argue that our love is more important than God's love. But we cannot love our neighbor apart from Christ. Apart from knowing the truth of Christ, we cannot know God's love. True Christian love is always in accord with the truth. It is never opposed to the truth. Our Lord's warning about false prophets teaches us that the pure doctrine is a wonderful treasure that we should never despise. This warning also teaches us that the devil works through men who appear to be very pious and God-fearing. False prophets don't advertise themselves as false prophets. They come to us wearing the clothing of a sheep, that is, as a pious, Bible-believing Christian. They speak smoothly. They profess their love for God and His holy word. How then can we recognize them? If they look like Christians, how can we identify them? Don't go by what you see. Go by what you hear. The fruit of a prophet is his prophecy. The fruit of a teacher is his teaching. We judge prophets or teachers by their doctrine. How does it compare with the doctrine that Jesus has taught us? If it doesn't jibe with Jesus' teaching, it must be rejected. But how can the average Christian identify a false prophet? How can you judge what you hear to be sure that it is the truth of Jesus and not the lies of the devil? Is there a simple way to do this? Yes, there is. There is a simple way to beware of false prophets, as Jesus warns us to do. It isn't easy, but it is very simple. And that is to commit to memory the catechism and to recite it every day. Many of us are familiar with a little book called Luther's Small Catechism. In it is contained the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, and what our Lord Jesus says about baptism, the keys and confession, and the Lord's Supper. The Catechism contains a brief explanation of each of these six chief parts of Christian doctrine. Martin Luther wrote five of these six explanations. The one on the keys and confession was written by someone else, but it was included in the Catechism during Luther's lifetime. Strictly speaking, the Catechism is not what Luther wrote. The Catechism is the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, and Jesus' words about holy baptism, the keys and confession, and the Lord's Supper. These chief parts of Christian doctrine are the greatest defense we have on this earth against the powers of the devil. Whenever the father of lies would have us go against God's will for our lives, we who have memorized the catechism may respond with God's own words to us in the Ten Commandments. Luther's explanation to the Ten Commandments in his small catechism are clear, simple, and biblical. False prophets replace God's law with human rules of do's and don'ts. The catechism teaches the spirit of the law. For example, consider the Eighth Commandment, which forbids us to bear false witness against our neighbor. Here is Luther's explanation of it. We should fear and love God that we may not deceitfully belie, betray, slander, nor defame our neighbor, but defend him, speak well of him, and put the best construction on everything. You say you have spoken only the truth about your neighbor, but have you spoken against him in such a way as to hurt him? Have you repeated things about him that make him look bad? Have you defended him when others belittled him and invited you to join in making sport of putting him down? Have you thought evil of him in your heart and believed things that would make you appear to be smarter or kinder or fairer or wiser than he? Stay with the catechism. It will teach you right from wrong. It will show you God's will for your life. Nobody has ever improved on the Ten Commandments. Stay with the catechism. The Apostles' Creed stands as the clear confession of all Christians of what it means to believe in God. The truth about God is the truth about the Father who created us, the Son who redeemed us, and the Holy Spirit who comforts us. The Creed protects you from false prophets, those who teach the evolution of the human species from a lower animal form of life can be refuted by the simple words of the Creed, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. He said, 'Let there be,' and there was." The Catechism protects us from the false doctrine of evolution. The Catechism protects us from those who deny that Jesus Christ is true God and true man. The Jehovah's Witnesses promote the lie that Jesus is the first creation of God and not really and truly God. The Apostles' Creed confesses the truth that Jesus Christ is God the Father's only Son and that He is our Lord, that is, He is our God. Jesus is Jehovah. Confess that to the Jehovah's Witness who knocks on your door. Say it nicely, but say it clearly. Jesus is Jehovah God. This biblical teaching is preserved for us in the Catechism. Likewise, the Catechism protects us from the false prophets who would have us depend on ourselves for our own Christian faith, as if we become Christians by an act of our own will. Listen to these words from Luther's explanation of the third article of the Creed. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. Some say it is more important to believe the catechism than to memorize it, but that's a false alternative. Faith doesn't exist within a vacuum of knowledge. Without knowledge, we perish, and the false prophets exploit our ignorance to our harm. They destroy the faith of those who are not firmly grounded in the pure doctrine of God's word. Unrepentant sin is deadly, so the false prophets, the ravenous wolves, lure people into a false security as they willfully and without repentance neglect God's word, embrace sexual immorality, put the acquisition of things above devotion to God's truth, and in many other ways drive out of their lives the Holy Spirit who called them to faith. And then these same false prophets call into question the saving mysteries revealed to us in Jesus. This keeps the people who have lived without repentance from finding the forgiveness they so desperately need. People caught up in a life of defiance of God's Ten Commandments have forgotten the Creed and the gospel it so clearly reveals, and they've forgotten the meaning of the Lord's Prayer, so they don't know how to pray. They don't know what their baptism means anymore, so it's lost any power in their lives. They don't know that they can run to church to hear words that will give them forgiveness. And you can be sure that the false prophets will piously assure them that no mere man wearing a robe can forgive them their sins. They surely won't think that they are worthy to eat and to drink the body and the blood of Jesus that Jesus shed for sinners like themselves and gives to us in the Lord's Supper. And so as the sheep wallow in the mire of their own ignorance, the wolves attack, scatter, and destroy. The pure teaching of Christ is the life-giving voice of the Holy Spirit. That little catechism, that despised little book that so often sits on the shelf ignored and regarded as a mere memento of a long-gone childhood, is a summary of the saving truth that keeps us alive and strong. It is our defense against the lies of every false prophet. When we need to know what God really demands of us, the Ten Commandments will always be a correct and true guide for what is right and what is wrong. And when our sins convict our conscience and tell us that God is angry against us, the Creed will always reveal to our hearts a love deeper than our sin. Jesus, true God and true man, our very Lord, will always be the one who has redeemed us and set us free from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. The gospel summarized there in the catechism is pure, wholesome, life-giving food. Just saying those words drives the devil away and shuts the lying mouths of the false prophets who would teach us to trust in something less than the most holy obedience and innocent death of Jesus. Do you question that God hears you when you pray? God would, by these words, tenderly invite us to believe that he is our true Father and we are his true children, that we may with all boldness and confidence ask as dear children ask their dear Father. Do you wonder if being baptized has any benefit at all? It works forgiveness of sins, delivers from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. Namely, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Do you need to hear personally the words of Jesus that give you the forgiveness he won and that you need? The Catechism assures you from Christ's own words that the absolution the pastor speaks is from God himself, so that we should in no wise doubt but firmly believe that by it our sins are forgiven before God in heaven. The most deadly lie of the false prophets is that you must atone for your own sins, or that you should rely on something in you, your own decision, your own piety, your own obedience, your own good intentions, to find peace with God. And in response to this lie, the Catechism reminds you of your Savior's words, of his last will and testament, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, and reminds you that in the sacrament, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation are given us through these words. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, beware of the false prophets who would tear you away from the Savior who bought you by his blood. Say your catechism. Say it every day. God will defend his precious child, bought by his own blood for eternal life in heaven. In heaven, the truth will stand alone, and all lies and false teaching will forever be silenced. But we're not in heaven yet. We live in a dangerous world. Stay with your catechism. God's pure doctrine will keep you safe and secure. Amen. We thank you for being our guests today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. We'd like to invite you to the services of our parish. During these summer months, it is Sunday morning, 8:30 at First Evanger Lutheran Church in Fertile, 10 o'clock at Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston, 7 o'clock Wednesday evening at First American Lutheran Church in Mayville. Tune in next Sunday for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.